Welcome to the podcast. We decided that we wanted to give you guys an unedited episode of our conversations and see what happens when we just randomly chat. The topic for this episode happens to be around food. See what happens when we just hit record while we chat.
Garlic. So that's why you keep asking us about the garlic?
Yeah.
Because
he doesn't like garlic?
Yeah. But he said that he loved tortilla chips on my breath. He's different.
Why you put him out like
wait,
that?
Wait, tortilla chips?
Why you have to tell that?
You ain't got to tell everything. You talk about my garlic.
I don't care. You got to tell about my brother everything. What a weird mess is that?
It's not
that's
weird.
A fetish. That's a fetish.
I like the smell of tortilla on your breath.
So, you know he got all that bass in his voice. So anyway, I'm telling him that I want something, you know, I want a cold pressed drink. So I was like, oh, can you make me a drink? He's like, yeah, I can make you something. What you want? Why? I was like, I want something green. Green. Okay, I got you. So I go over. He makes me something. I walk in and it's red. I immediately know what it is. First of all, I was like, you know, because my brain with my don't start with me. But anyway, my brain is not right. So I'm just like, did I tell him green or did I say red? Like, I'm trying to figure out what I said. So anyway, he's like, Do you know what this is? I'm like, I know, because I love it. I'm excited. You know, I'm just like, I know what it is.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, I'm not going to tell you what's in it. I was like, it's beets. Because people don't like beets.
Yeah,
but me, the weirdo, I love beets.
I do too.
Man, I threw that drink back. You talk about banging? I didn't even get out the house and I finished it.
Yep.
And I was going to be the person that I am and just be like, hey, another one? Can I get a refill?
Yeah.
But the way your nephew was looking at me, he was like, did she eat? No.
Listen,
I am hungry.
I'm going to give you the story after she left. So it was like, damn, she drank that whole thing. She didn't even get in the car. He was like, nah, I thought she was going to wait till she got to work and save it like a break or something. I was like, but did she? I said, I went to the trash can and I came back in and it was gone. What happened? I just said that. So I was like, well, dang, you going to save it for later?
Wasn't it beets and grapes?
No, beets and pineapples.
Yeah. Pineapples and apples.
It was beets and, but everyone who knows me, they know I love.
I like pickled beets too.
Like
I like pickled.
That's what I've been drinking all week. Beets.
I love beets. I love
it. It cleans your liver.
I know. That's what I've been drinking all week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just need a little detox. I'm trying to get myself together, but I was like, yeah, I'm here for it. Like I just love it. So
but yeah, I'm doing the 30 days of raw food, and I'm today is day number one. I did really good. I start off strong every time I start.
Okay,
but by the time that day three come around, I'm like,
this is for the birds.
Right.
And you know what I find interesting? Like when you decide to choose to do a fast or something like that, like transition.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, people do it on the first of the month.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because okay, all right. So I was on a wellness coaching
program
before, and she said the thing that people do is they wait. They wait for Monday. They wait for the first of the month. They wait for the beginning of the season. They wait for the beginning of the year. She said if you wait and wait and wait, you'll never do. So I said to myself, I'm going to stop doing that.
That makes sense.
So today is Friday, which is usually the worst time of the week for most people.
Right.
Friday to Sunday is the worst time. So if I can get through this weekend, Monday's not going to be a problem.
You know what? I think that Fridays is a good time to do something. Like I enjoy like starting a fast on a Friday because to me, I feel like I have more control of my eating.
Yes.
If I'm sitting at work, I know like
8 o'clock, I'm drinking my coffee.
Oh,
okay. 9 o'clock, I'm snacking.
Okay.
11 o'clock, I'm contemplating whether or not I want to eat my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I eat lunch at 12. Monday through Friday, it's structured for me. Mm-hmm. But when I wean towards the weekend, because I'm doing so many things,
it's easy for me to just say, okay, I'm just going to fast all weekend, mm-hmm. or I can juice because I'm distracted. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have like that mundane schedule, Monday through Friday of being at work.
I started this on a Friday. 2/23/24 is when I started. It was a Friday. And I like you said, because I was able to get through that whole weekend, it set the pace. Mm-hmm. I gave up sugar because I am an addict. I cannot do a little bit of sugar. I can't just go ahead and to a party and have a slice of pie and that be the end of it. I can't. I know I can't. I just decided not to lie to myself anymore. Because once I have that slice, my mind will go, it's Saturday, it's the weekend, I might as well finish the week off right.
Right. I wouldn't say that you're an addict. I feel personally like you're a binger. I'm a binger. I can't eat. I overdo it. I think she's a binger because she'll eat it, and then done.
Yeah. Okay. But that damage that I do, let me tell you, I watched myself gain 10 pounds in like a month. And it wasn't water weight because it's taken a month to get it off. So it wasn't water weight. I went 10 whole pounds, and it started with cheesecake.
Well,
going to cookout. And getting, let me tell y'all. Oh,
yeah, I don't mess with cookout. I don't mess with cookout.
Let me tell you.
First of all, when you pull up and they got 57
milkshakes.
What?
It sound like
you know that's a recipe for a disaster. Now you sitting here talking about cheesecakes.
I went there. They give you a slice and they give it to you with your topping, right? Mm-hmm. I get two of them.
Yep.
Wow. And then I go home, I get the strawberry topping, then I heat it up. Mm-hmm. I like my cheesecake warm and soft. And then and I hide out in my room and eat it.
I sit in my car and eat my food.
So one time I made brownies. I made brownies for the kids, and they were like the perfect amount of gooey stuff like that. I hid them up underneath my bed. I am not ashamed to say it, because you know why? I'm gonna say it. I am a binger. Say it, Karen. Don't say you. I'm addicted to sugar.
So, man, you might be right. You might be right. I am a binger because once I get sick of it,
then you don't eat it.
I don't eat it no more. But also, I really don't like how sugar makes me feel. I finally connected the feeling. I was trying to figure out what it is. It wakes me up in the middle of the night.
With
it
feels pain?
No. It feels like a hangover. Like back when I used to drink.
Yeah, insomnia cookie does that to me.
It makes me feel like I drank too much alcohol. And if you ever been drunk before, and it wake you up in the middle of the night.
What did you just ask me?
If you ever been drunk before. When we used to get drunk, back in the day.
Mine might have been last year.
The feeling would wake me up in the middle of the night, and it'd be a nauseating kind of feeling. That's what sweets do. And so I remember doing some research and found out the reason why it feels like that is because alcohol turns into sugar in your body. So it's the same thing. That's why.
Reaction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that no more.
In the same way that that it's received in your brain as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so today, because the way I work, they party for everything.
At St. Patrick's Day.
No, they party because one of the nurses is leaving. Mm-hmm. But they had the St. Patty Day theme for the party. Okay. Everything was green. So,
and all that food, artificial coloring?
Yeah, they had all kinds of food. All kinds. But the thing is, they had a cake probably.
What'd you eat, Karen?
Nothing. Nothing. The cake was as big as this table.
Good job.
Like maybe half this table. That cake was that big.
I bet you was looking at them with pure disgust.
I sure was.
You know what?
I was.
And this is another example of why I say you're a binger, because when you're not eating the thing, you side-eye people. And I do that. I do that.
Listen, like, so you, leave so you eating said, that.
Right. Because she's done that to me before. Uh-huh. I was like, what?
You eat chicken in front
come,
of her?
You come after me that hard. That's what
I be mad at the lady at my job. She got Snickers, all kinds of candy in this jar. Then she got a whole jar of Skittles. I call it the Skittle jar. She got all kinds of stuff up there. She got noodles. She got everything. I said,
noodles.
She got noodles. She got pot pies in the freezer.
Wow.
Pot pies.
And she be ready.
That's yeah. Efficient. And she eat those pot pies for breakfast. Mm. And I be mad.
I know how you came after me because I was hungry.
And I tell her that when I say when I say something to her, she be like, "Miss Karen, get on away from here with all that rabbit food you be eating."
Right.
I be cracking
between
up.
Her and my husband, my son, when
you got
he get with his friends. Oh, don't talk about me eating around him. Cause you know I eat stuff I ain't supposed to eat around him.
Right? And he'd be like, "Mom, what's that? What right. you got?
You ain't supposed to be eating that." He'd be like, "I want to get. I just got me like a little quick Twix out the dollar store, right?"
I don't know why you did that. Right. I would have.
What is that? I said, right. "It's just a candy bar, Makai. A candy bar." But we don't eat candy. He's never had candy before.
Right, right, right. He's never had candy.
Candy, lollipop, gum, none of that. So he was like, "But we don't eat candy." I said, "No, you don't eat candy. I can eat candy. I've had candy my whole life. But that's not good for you, Mom. You shouldn't have that kind of stuff. It's crap."
Now see him eating the Twix like, bruh.
Now he feels guilty. He can't enjoy it.
Oh, he can't even enjoy it.
I know he can't. He came for me in a car. That's when I found out he was vegan. Because he was like, you eat cheese. I said something. Oh, you can order it. Don't have you eat cheese? I was like, the first thing I said was, "You're vegan?" He's vegan? And he's like, "I don't need this." And then he was like, "Can I have an ice eyeball?" I was like,
"Listen, what you do for my baby? Is you get you a date.
If eat while he ain't around.
No. Take a date. Split it open. Take the seed out, of course. Put like a pecan
He's
or something in the middle.
A date.
Oh, he don't like dates?
If he see the date, he will not eat the
date. What I'm saying, he's not going to see the date. Oh. So put the pecan in the middle, maybe some peanut butter, and close the date up.
Put it in chocolate.
And then put it in chocolate and freeze it. I promise you it tastes just like a Snickers bar.
Yeah. He'll look at that.
But he doesn't know what a Snicker bar is.
Right. But he would love it. Then you can get him started. That when you eating that Twix.
Right. But now I don't want to start something.
Let me tell you the mistake I made. Probably about 2 years ago, I had the family over. I didn't know my son and my daughter-in-law were not given sweets. My grandson sweets. So he come over here and I'm giving it to him.
Oh no.
And I had been doing it for a minute.
He was probably like, "Ping, ping, 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 ping."
Listen, I had brought him popsicles and I'm like, "Go get the popsicles." And my son is standing there and he's kind of like face twisted, but I'm not saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's eating the popsicles, right? He's all over the place eating the popsicles and he was acting up. And I had to discipline him. And I'm mad because I'm like, "You need to discipline your kid. I shouldn't discipline him in my house." But they were like, "No, you deal with that because you did that." And it was a little situation between my son and my daughter-in-law. But I didn't realize that they didn't give him popsicles. Yeah. They didn't give him cookies.
Yeah.
So he's coming over here.
Oh, he love it over here.
And right. And at the time he's not really communicating. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he had a little delayed speech. So he's not saying nothing. But I'm giving it to him.
Yeah.
It's not like he's even asking for it. But kind of like your grandma mode, you just automatically stop, you know.
I'm not that grandma.
Stop giving people stuff. Karen, you just ate a pie. You told me you ate a whole...
No, I'm talking about I never did it to my grandkids. This is back when I thought dairy was cool. Kaisha had not had ice cream or anything sweet until she went to visit who?
My dad.
The people that eat all day long. And she came back, "You told me..."
She said, "You told me this was ice cream. It was yogurt."
I've seen the light. And I want ice cream. I want Breyers. I want everything.
I want Häagen-Dazs.
How old were you when you figured that out? I don't know. But I was like, who told you that?
Isn't that lying? They say on a lot of their kids.
I lied.
She hadn't had cookies, candy, none of that. And then after that, the floodgates was open.
I think sometimes people develop unhealthy habits, unhealthy relationships with food. I ate whatever I want because we were always running and going.
Right.
And then we would go out to eat before we went to the club.
Yeah.
Because we need to put food in our stomach for the liquor.
We went after.
Yeah. And then we still went after, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went after, too. But you're burning it off because you're constantly moving.
Yeah.
And so later on, what we continue to do is, now you kind of get a little age and you're slowly putting on weight. So
I think it's because we're not dancing at the club no more.
Well, I'm just speaking for myself because I'm just getting to a point where, like, I noticed I started putting on weight at 25. So now it's 25, I probably put on like 5-10 pounds. And so instead of me doing all these crazy binge diets, because I would go all week and not eat nothing. So, because I knew what I was wearing to the club on Friday, I need to get into that outfit. So instead of us doing that, I was like, if we go out to eat, let's split the meal. And my girlfriend were splitting our food. Everywhere we went, we split the food. So I'm being around different people. And I'm like, you want to split it? Split it. But I've been splitting stuff forever. So I'm like, you want to split it? But then I'm eating with people and I'm seeing them waste food. Because you're conscious of your weight. Mm-hmm. I don't want to eat this. I want it, but I don't want to eat it all because I'm going to gain weight.
Yeah.
Why not split the food?
And save $1 or $2.
You know? Mm-hmm. Save $1 or $2. If you get into a habit of just splitting
the food.
And
that's what I do. Because I... when I would go to cook out on the late night and get my Oreo cheesecake milkshakes, I would take half of it. I would take the half of it and throw it out. And then the other half I would go ahead and eat. Because I didn't want to overdo it. But if I had somebody to share it with, which I don't.
She used to give your nephew the leftover cookies, the pizza.
Yeah, I used to give anything that I had extra of.
You would pass it.
Pass it right along.
He loved it.
And you know something I hate about restaurants is they don't give you a kid's portion. Because a lot of times I'm like, I'll pay for the charge of it. I just don't want it. I don't want it all. But that's why I'm heavy on working out, because I want to eat what I want.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if I have the discipline to go to the gym, because I'm going to eat what I want. I just feel like I'm all of this yo-yo dieting that we
do. For me, it's not yo-yo dieting. It's what I want to do. It's the lifestyle that I want to have. I just regress a lot. And that's just my tendency in life, period. I go forward, then I go all the way back like halfway. Then I go forward. So I'm making progress. Right. I am making progress. I am getting somewhere. It's just that, like, when Chick-fil-A call me, it calls and I answer.
And they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
they put that little butter on them cinnamonies. That's one thing. Not the cinnamonies. What do they call the little minis?
The little biscuit things.
The little mini Chick-fil-A.
The breakfast mini things.
Little, now I will tell you, that was one of the things that was easy, no problem going back to when I transitioned from vegetarian back to eating meat last year. Chick-fil-A was a go.
Yeah.
I had no problem with it. But the other stuff, I struggled eating it, like chicken. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like, I had this conversation with someone before. You think that that's the one thing that you miss. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I want some chicken. But you bite into the chicken, and immediately I was like, ugh. Mm-hmm. Like, I struggle to eat it.
I hate chicken.
It has to be little now. I didn't understand that about your mom, Erica, mm-hmm. until recently.
Yeah, she got cut everything.
She got to have the little piece of meat. Yeah. She don't want the big piece of meat. She wants the little piece of meat. And I was like, I don't get it.
But she now, on my nerves.
Because it's like the bite. When you bite into it and it's a lot of it, it's like, ugh. It's something. It does something in your mouth.
Yeah.
But I can do like the bacon, then crunchy pieces of bacon.
Mm. Right. I actually don't like chicken at all. Hate chicken. My weaknesses. No, for real. Ask her. I don't like chicken.
I know.
Oh yeah, I like fish, all kinds of seafood, and bacon. That's my thing. Bacon and a good pork chop.
I never like the pork chop.
Me neither.
I love a pork chop.
I rock with a pork chop.
I or like steak. It nice and grilled and flavorful. But I digress.
And Cookout got that. I know we're talking about food now, but I got one of those trays on late night. Which one? With the barbecue tray
with an onion on it.
Oh, fun fact. I had last
year.
What
did
you say? That sounds good.
What was it last year? I think it was last year. Was the first time I was the first time I ate at Cookout. I've never been there.
You never been there? Was it nasty?
Listen.
No, it was good. So my sister was like, you want an onion ring? And I was, she knows I love onion rings.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So she was like, let's go to Cookout. So I go to Cookout and I'm looking at the menu and I'm seeing all this ice cream. And I'm just like, I'm not really a fan of ice cream. I'll eat ice cream, but I'm not really a fan of it.
Why do you make that noise?
So, but anyway, she put me on to the she put me on to the onion rings. So that's the first time I've ever been to Cookout.
I love the onion rings. I always get double onion rings when I get my Out West style burger.
Right. With the chili. Another place I've never eaten at Harvey's here.
Yeah, I've never had
Harvey's. I've never had.
It's like the little
what type of?
It's a cross street from Waffle House. Everybody's still going in to get breakfast sandwiches.
What? Abrams?
No.
Who would you mind?
Well, I hope we made you hungry.
Right? And made you laugh.
We were just rambling, so this is how we get down. So. Bye. Bye. Bye.